Parshas Boy. There is, in this week's parsha, in Parshas Boy, a word which we find repeated a number of times, and in fact we find it repeated elsewhere in the Torah as well. And that word is the word Shmira, which means to protect or to guard. When it says in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Ushmartem es hadovar hazeh, l'chok l'cho l'vonecho ad olam. It's talking about the Yom Tov of Pesach, and it says you should safeguard this forevermore. Ushmartem es ha'avodo hazois. The one that's perhaps most familiar with us is the one in Pasuk Mem Beis, where Pesach is described, the night of Pesach, Leil Shimurim. Leil Shimurim. In both Parshas Mishpatim and Kisiso it says, Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmor. In Parshas Re'eh, Shomor Es Chodesh Ho'aviv. So you find that the union of Shmira, of protecting, is mentioned several times with regard to the Yom Tov of Pesach. If you look in the Ramban, on that pasuk of Leil Shimurim, the Ramban says, Sheyishmeru Oisa, you have to protect it. You have to safeguard very carefully that night of Pesach, La'avoid Boi Lefonov, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'achilas Pesach, V'zechiras Hanisim, V'loses Halel, V'hoidoyo. Says the Ramban, it's an action-packed night in which you are eating the Korban Pesach, you are recalling the miracles of Mitzrayim, Halel, Hoidoah, you must protect that. And it's not clear, and this is what we'd like to try and explain, every Yom Tov after all has its mitzvahs, and we don't find elsewhere in the Torah, on Sukkos for example, that it says you should be Shomer, you should protect the mitzvah of Sukkah and Lulav. Maybe on Rosh Hashanah it should say you've got to protect the mitzvah of Shofar. What is this Shmira that's being referred to? Shmira we normally understand when we're talking about something very precious, something very fundamental, something very important. It needs to be protected. What is it that singles out the Avodah of Pesach as opposed to the Avodah of all other Yomim Tovim? Interestingly enough, the Meshech Chochma, Rameh Simcha HaKoyen Midvins, points out that we find the Inyan of Shmira also with regard to Shabbos. Es Shabbosai Tishmoiru V'shomru v'nei Yisroel es HaShabbos. Shomay es Yom HaShabbos l'katshei. So we find the word Shmira many times with regard to the Shabbos. And in fact, we even use this in day-to-day language. We talk about being Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos. And fascinatingly, the Meshech Chochma says, actually, Pesach itself is referred to in the Torah as the Shabbos. When the Torah wants to instruct us about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, it says, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer begins when? Mimocharas HaShabbos. The day after doesn't mean Sunday, as the Tzedukim understood it to mean, but it means the day after Pesach. So Pesach is in fact in the Torah referred to as the Shabbos. So we have over here a very interesting correlation. Both the Chag of Pesach and also the Yom HaShabbos, not only are they seemingly interchangeable, the Torah refers to the Pesach as the Shabbos, but in addition, we see that both of them are referred on many occasions in the Torah by the word Shmira, Shomer, Tishmoiru, Shimurim, Ushmaratem. And this is what we'd like to discuss for a minute or two tonight. What is it that is unique about the Avodah of Pesach, and apparently also of Shabbos, that therefore requires a very special Shmira? I'd like to share with you once again, with what I saw in a Sefer that we've quoted a number of times, Yerach Lemoyadim, which was compiled by one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Lakewood, Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, Shlita. The Chofetz Chaim, in his introduction to the Mishnah Brura and Hilchos Shabbos, writes the following. He says, Shabbos is indeed very unique. Zochar es yoyim ha-Shabbos lekadshei. Shabbos is the day that we recall that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And then he says, She'inyan ha-Shabbos hu shoyresh ho-emuna. Shabbos is our injection, as it were, of emuna once a week. Leida, in order to know, She'ha-Oilam hu mechudosh, that the world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kibim she'bora ha-koil, hu adoin al ha-koil, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, he is therefore the master of everything. There is another line that we will quote later on. And the Chofetz Chaim says, because Shabbos is so critical in our Avodas Hashem, it's the basis of our Emunah, it's the day in which we re-remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, is the master of the world, runs the world. That's why the Hizhiro HaToiro al Shmiras HaShabbos Yud Beis Po'omim. The Torah warns us about guarding, safeguarding the Shabbos no less than 12 times. It's so important, says the Mishnah Brura in conclusion, that Chazal say, whoever keeps the Shabbos, ki'ilu mekayim kol ha-teira. Ki'ilu mekayim kol ha-teira. If you keep the Shabbos, it is, to an extent, as if you are keeping all of the Torah. And this clearly needs an explanation. As important as Shabbos is, it's the basis of our emunah, as the Mishnah Brura describes. But why indeed is it tantamount? If you keep Shabbos, it's considered you've kept all of the Torah. And the answer is, Rabbeisai, because emunah is the yesod of Kol HaTorah Kulo. How do we know that emunah is the yesod of Kol HaTorah? We know this from the famous Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara tells us at the end of Makkos that although there are 613 mitzvahs, but we know that over the course of the generations, there were various Nevi'im that attempted to summarize, as it were, all of the Torah, perhaps in 11 mitzvahs, in 6, 3, and eventually the Gemara concludes, and what does the Gemara say? That Habakkuk HaNovi came along and he said all of the Torah could really be summarized into one. And what is that? The Tzaddik Be'emunosoi Yichya. The Tzaddik lives by his emunah. Emunah is the basis of Torah. And the Marsha explains that at Chas V'Shalom, nobody is suggesting for a minute that you only have to keep one mitzvah, or just three mitzvahs, or just six mitzvahs. Obviously, one has to keep 613. Rather, the discussion in the Gemara is, which mitzvah is it that to an extent incorporates and is the basis for all others? And that, says the Marsha, is what Habakkuk was machadish to us. Shekol ha-mitzvahs nichlolim b'mitzvah ha-rishoina shehi emuno. Why is that the mitzvah rishoina? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu addressed Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai, what did he say to them? Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's the mitzvah of emuno. Why does it begin there? Not just because it's the most important, but rather because this is the basis for Kol HaTorah Kulo. It is the basis L'Chol HaTorah Kulo. And that's what Habakkuk HaNovi meant when he said that all of the Torah can be summarized in Tzadik Emunoso Yichya. If that's the case, therefore, that Emunah is the basis for all of the Torah, we understand, therefore, that whilst we keep Shabbos and we mischazik in Emunah, now we understand why Chazal say that if you keep Shabbos, it's as if you've kept Kol HaTorah. Why? Because you'd be mischazik in Emunah. And emuna is indeed the basis of kol ha'Torah kulo. We understand, therefore, why it is that the Torah writes in so many places with regard to Shabbos that lashon of shmira. As we mentioned before, we talk about being shomer Shabbos. Shomer is something that needs to be guarded because it's very precious. It's very fundamental. Now we understand. The Shabbos is indeed precious. Because the Shabbos, whose essence is emunah, is in fact the basis of kol ha'Torah kula. And if that's the case, then we understand also now, coming back to Pesach. We said that Pesach is also referred in many places in the Torah as Shmira, Leil Shimurim, Shomer, Ushmaratem. And the answer is because Pesach is also all about Emunah. In fact, the Orach HaShulchan paskens lahalocha, that even though, according to some opinions, daughters, girls, are not incorporated in the mitzvah of chinuch, the mikol mokoim, says Orach HaShulchan, b'leil Pesach, tzorech lechanchon. One definitely has to educate, bring your daughters to the table. Do you know why? She'iker emuna tolui b'yetzias Mitzrayim. Because our faith, our emunah, our belief in the koyach of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, all emanates from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nobody is excluded from that. And that's why, as we know, the Ramban talks about this, the Sefer Achinuch, there are so many mitzvahs that we attribute to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zecher li Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it that we have so many mitzvahs that are zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the answer is because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the basis of it all. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we exited Mitzrayim, we saw the Yad Hashem, the Yodu Ki Ani Hashem, and they saw the Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over the Teva. That's our chizuk in Emunah. And if that's our chizuk in Emunah, then that's why we have so many mitzvahs, which are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that, therefore, is the correlation between Shabbos and Pesach. And in fact, why the Torah calls Pesach the Shabbos. Why? Because they have a fundamental commonality. And that is, both of them are the basis of our Emunah. Shabbos is all about Emunah. Pesach is all about Emunah. And that's why keeping Shabbos is like keeping kol ha'Torah kulo, because it's the basis of kol ha'Torah kulo. And that's why the Torah writes about it in no less than 12 times, and that's why this word shmira, which we were focusing on, appears both with regard to the mitzvah of Shabbos and also the mitzvah of Pesach. Yes, these are very precious. They're so precious, it's the basis of all of our Torah. Why is it the basis of our Torah? Because that is our chizuk in Emunah. Shmira. That needs to be safeguarded. That needs to be protected. That's the shoresh, that's the yesoid of kol ha'Torah kulo. We can hardly go through Parshas Bo without mentioning the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, which is perhaps the most famous Ramban in all of the Torah. And he writes as follows, also talking about the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim in our Avodas Hashem, and he says that famous line, "Umin ha'nisim ha'gedolim ha'mefursomim, odom moide benisim ha'nistorim." It is through the great and public miracles that one comes to be moide, so too also to the day-to-day miracles that we sometimes call teva. And then he adds, Sheheim yesoid ha'Torah kula. They are the yesoid of kol ha'Torah kula. Why are they the yesoid of Torah kula? Why is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles the yesoid of kol ha'Torah? Not only that, the Ramban continues and says, anybody who doesn't believe that, he writes very sharply, Ein lo'odom chelek b'Torah s'moshe Rabbeinu. You have no chelek in Torah until you believe that everything that happens to us, shekulam nisim. Why is that the yesod of kol haTorah? Why is somebody who doesn't believe in nisim detached from the Torah? But according to what we said previously, it makes very good sense. Because when you recognize in the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's your chizuk in emunah, that is the yesod of kol haTorah kula. Tzadik be'emunaso yichye. And if you're not ma'amin b'zeh, then you are detached from Torah. Because the essence of Torah is emunah. Somebody who has no emunah, essentially has no Torah. Somebody who is ma'amin, somebody who is makir, somebody who recognizes the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life has emunah, so he indeed has a chelek in Torah's Moshe. But I want to make a very important addition. We have learned that the yesod of Shabbos and what's negiah to us in our parashas of Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim is emunah. The great Meir Mashkiach, Rabbi Yerucham, once met the great Mashkiach, who was also in the Meir, afterwards in Ponovitch, Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein. And he asked Rabbi Chatzkel, what do you think, in your opinion, is the main yesod? What is it that we're supposed to emerge with from these parashiyos of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Shemois Ba'ira Boy. So Rabbi Chatzkel said, one has to be mischazik in emunah. That's the essence of these parashiyos. To which Rabbi Yerucham responded that the essence, the yesod of what emerges from these parashiyos is avdus. Avdus. The fact that we are avdei Hashem. What did Rabbi Yerucham mean? L'chayra, Rabbi Yerucham meant the famous Maimon Chazal that Paroi went running around on that famous night in Mitzrayim, and he said to Klal Yisrael, you should be singing Hallelu Avdei Hashem V'loi Avdei Paroi. This is the night in which we became declared as the Avdei Hashem. We are the nation that is Oved Hashem. And every year, Chayev Odom Lireis Es Atzmoi Kilu Uyotzum Mitzrayim. What does that mean? In the same way as that night they declared that they are Oivdei Hashem, so too every night we have to energize ourselves in that recognition that we too are proud and fortunate to be Oivdei Hashem. What I'd like to explain in these last few moments is that I believe that essentially Rabbi Yerucham and Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, they were not having a machloikas at all. When Rabbi Chatzkel said, it's all about emunah. And Rabbi Yerucham said, it's all about avdus. I think that essentially, those are really two halves of one coin. And in fact, I found it in no other sefer than the sefer of Rabbi Yerucham himself. Rabbi Yerucham himself writes, and I want to quote because they are such critical words. He says the tachlis of all of Yetzias Mitzrayim was liyos lochem leloikim. As we know, Yetzias Mitzrayim was conditional. It was contingent on Klal Yisrael being mekabel on themselves the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says quite clearly to Moshe Rabbeinu, you will be allowed to take them out of Mitzrayim on condition ta'avdun eso eloikim al ha'har hazeh. That this nation serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain, which of course was Har Sinai. Says Rabbi Yerucham the following words. V'to'us hu, it is a terrible mistake. B'mi shechoshev, if anybody thinks, shetachlis yitzias Mitzrayim is, what should emerge? Emunah, levad. If anybody thinks that the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the limud of Yetzias Mitzrayim and our avodah on Pesach, if anybody thinks it's simply emunah, he's making a grave mistake. Rather, and listen to this phrase, שתכלס האמונה הוא שמזה תצא עבדוס. אמונה has to bring somebody to being an Eved Hashem. He writes this elsewhere as well, but this is a phenomenal yesod. It doesn't end with Emuna. It begins with Emuna. If somebody is merely willing to declare that he recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and it stops there, then what was the purpose of that Emuna? Is he giving a standing ovation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Round of applause for creating the world? No. That Emuna has to be the catalyst in becoming an Eved Hashem. It is precisely because I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and He created me, and He runs the world, and He runs my life, therefore it is only correct that I do everything I can to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Emuna is only as valuable as the Avdus that it brings about. If Emuna brings about Avdus, it brings about this feeling of being subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Emuna has a tachlis. And if the Emuna doesn't do that, then the Emuna is worthless. It is well known that the Prime Minister Ben Gurion once went to visit the Chazon Ish. A very famous meeting. Essentially, they discussed the whole law of conscription to the army. During that very famous meeting, Ben Gurion expressed to the Chazon Ish, "Ani ma'amin be'elokim. I believe in God. I believe in God. So don't think I'm an atheist. I believe in God." When the Prime Minister left his home, the Chazon Ish said, "Imuridiki yisayt." He said to those around him, "When Ben Gurion said to me that he believes in God," the Chazon Ish said it in Yiddish, I'll translate, "Emuna vos is gornisht mechayev is gornisht vert," which translates as, "Emuna that's not mechayev anything, that doesn't obligate you to do anything, is indeed not worth anything." Meaning, I don't doubt perhaps that Ben Gurion has Emunah, but how does that change his life? What's that mechayev him to do? The answer is nothing. In which case, his Emunah in turn is worth nothing. And this is the yesod of Rabbi Yerucham. It has to be Emunah which is maybe lidei avdus. Merely to declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be thanked and applauded, that's not the tachlis of Emuna. Emuna is only valuable, only has worth, if it brings a person to being an Eved Hashem. If that's the case, then essentially we understand that there really is no machloikas at all. When Reb Chatzkel said that the avoda of these parashiyos is Emuna, and Rabbi Yerucham said the avoda of these parashas is avdus, what's the machlekas? There is no machlekas, because one triggers the other. It starts with emuna, but it ends with avdus. And the truth is, Reb Chatzkel himself writes in his sefer, Ol Yecheskel, Yesoid Yesias Mitzrayim Ishanu Avodim LaKadosh Baruch. Even though he was the one who described that the Yetzias Mitzrayim is to teach us Emuna, in fact he says that. He says, Bo'iskeinu ubelumudeinu, whilst we learn the parashas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, hayinu medabrim oidois inyan Emuna. We always used to talk about Emuna. Ach ha'emes, says Rabbi Chatzkel, it's so critical to realize that that's not the ikkah. The yesoid is Shonu Avodim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see really that that's the yesoid over here. And if we come therefore back to where we began, we said Pesach is all about Emuna. Shabbos is all about Emuna. It's so critical that they are considered to be the yesoid of Kol HaTorah. Shabbos is described 12 times in the Torah it's that critical. If you keep the Shabbos, it's like keeping Kol HaTorah. Why? Because that's the yesod of Kol HaTorah, is the Emunah. What we're now adding is, as important as that is, it doesn't end there. The Emunah has to trigger Avdus. As the Chazon Ish says, Emunah which is not mechayev anything, is not worth anything. Meaning to say, I believe. Does that require you to put on tefillin in the morning? Does that require you to keep Shabbos? Does that require you to shake a lulav? Does that require you to work on your midas? Does that require you to learn Torah? No, it doesn't. In which case, the emunah has no value. And therefore, as we mentioned, there is no machlekes. What is the avodah on Seder night? What is the avodah whilst learning these parashas? It begins with emunah. Obviously, it begins with emunah. But that emunah has to fuel avdus. I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He runs the world, He created me, and therefore in turn it's only right that I do everything I can to mekayem His ratzon. I just want to finish with one line. We quoted before a Mishnah Brura in his introduction to Hilcha Shabbos, in where he writes that Shabbos is so critical. Shmira Shabbos, this great protection of the Shabbos, because this is the fundamental of our religion, Emunah. I just want to read one line from the Mishnah Brura, and with this we'll finish. She'inyan Shabbos, says the Mishnah Brura, hu shoyresh ho Emunah. It is the root, it is the basis for all of our Emunah. Leida, in order to know, Sheha Olam hu mechudosh, that the world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kiven shebora hakoil, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, hu odoin al hakoil. That's why he's the master of everything. Here's the line that we said we will come back to. Says the Mishnah Brura, V'anachnu avodov, and we are his subjects. Umuchuyovim lasois ritzoinoi, and are obligated to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ula'ovdoi, and to serve Him b'chol gufeinu, with all of our body, v'nishmoseinu, all of our soul, umumaymeinu, and all of our money, ki hakoil shaloi, because all belongs to Him. So really, therefore, everything we've said is all there encapsulated in one line in the Mishnah Brura. Yes, the Mishnah Brura said that Shabbos is all about Emunah, but we mustn't forget the end of that sentence. It's the Emunah that enables us, is mechazek us to believe, v'anachnu avodov. As the Chazon Ish said, if it's Emunah which is not mechayev anything, then it's not worth anything. So Shabbos and Pesach are indeed the yesod of Kol HaTorah. That's why the word Shmira is mentioned so often. They have to be protected, because this is the basis of all of our Torah, because Emunah is the basis of our Torah. Tzadik be'emunosoi yichya. But as we explained, if the Emunah doesn't bring us to being better Oivdei Hashem, then it's all there in the mind, but it doesn't express itself. It doesn't manifest itself in being a better Eved Hashem. And therefore, as Rabbi Yerucham explained, now whilst we learn these parashas, the parashas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have to forever remember that yes, number one, this is an avodah in Emunah. We look at the Aser Makos, and we look at Makas Bechoros, and we look at Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we look at Kriyas Yamsuf, and we mechazek ourselves in Emunah. But ultimately, that's not the goal. That helps us bring us to the goal. But the goal is to become better Oivdei Hashem. Val ze nema halelu avdei Hashem v'loy avdei pari. That's really what we're celebrating on that glorious night of Pesach. And we recall every year on Pesach, and of course now whilst we learn these parashiyos, the tremendous zechus that we have to be not only ma'aminim b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also to be Oivdei Hashem. May that be. Be'ezus Hashem Yirotzim, we should be zeicha to use these Parshiyos to be a chizuk and emunah, and ultimately to become better Oyvdei Hashem.